a human enactment receives the mark of the beast. He accepts the sign of allegiance to the power which he chooses to obey instead of God. The warning from heaven is, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Revelation 14, verses 9 and 10. The only way we receive the mark of the beast is when the Sabbath Sunday issue has been set before us. And when the Sunday test comes, Seventh-day Adventists are the ones that have had the light on Sabbath Sunday issue. They are the first to be tested by that issue. And you may say, well, the way the church is today, maybe some people in Adventism don't clearly understand Sabbath and Sunday, and that may really be so. But we're not judged by the light that we have. We're judged by the light that we could have had if we'd availed ourselves, and there's no excuse for a Seventh-day Adventist not to understand the issue between Sabbath and Sunday. It's the very heart of the Three Angels' message. It's what Adventism's all about. So when the Sunday law comes to Adventism, it is the ordained means by God to purify his church. Now, in the Gospel Herald, January 1st, 1900, Sister White says this: please read the 9th and 10th chapters of Ezekiel. Should we not seek to understand the work which God requires us to do? Those who claim to have advanced light must reveal the influence of that light in their words, their deportment, their voice, their actions, and at all times and in all places. But the work that we must understand what God wants us to do is to enter into a sanctified experience where we have victory over all known sin. That's the work that is illustrated in chapters 9 and 10. Of Ezekiel. Now, let's consider Ezekiel chapter 8. And if you haven't read Ezekiel chapter 8 for a while, you'll notice that there is four abominations that Ezekiel's taken to see. The first one is in verse 3, where Ezekiel's taken by a lock of his hair, and he's brought to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And in verse 5, this image of jealousy is in the entry. And you can look for a definition of what this image of jealousy was, and there just isn't any clear indication that you can lay your finger on exactly which pagan